This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A cherished colleague here on the Marketplace Morning Report team had a question for me the other day. If one were to get married, should the couple combine bank accounts? She wasn't asking for a friend. Katie's getting married to Alex tomorrow. Well, let's get a wider take on this question by bringing in an expert, Beth Kobliner, a personal finance writer and author of Get a Financial Life.
I think the most important thing for couples who are just starting out is the notion of having bigger discussions. The average age for a woman marrying is 28. 25 years ago, it was only 24. For men, the average age is 30. And it used to be just 26, 25 years ago. So they're entering marriage with more assets and more financial baggage. So having those conversations about what are your values? Do we want to buy a home together? Do we just want to travel a lot together? Do we want to have kids? Do we want to go back to grad school? Those big conversations will dictate what you do with your money.
I could just see this, right? Do you have any bankruptcies in your past? Like, it's a valid thing
to know. It's a valid question. Do you have high student loan debt? Do you have credit card debt you haven't told me about? When it comes to their financial lives, people are squeamish, and it's important not to be and to have these conversations before you get married and throughout your marriage.
All right. But I am just glad that Mary Brancaccio did not base her decision to get married based on my credit rating back in the Pleistocene era
right,
when we got married.
Right.
But I had no bankruptcies, at least. Now, one of our cherished producers here is getting married any day now. And she asked me if she should combine the pair's bank accounts into one conjugal account. What's the answer to that?
I strongly think that people should have conversations about this to see how they feel, because there's no one right answer. But generally speaking, it's good to have three accounts, a yours, mine, and our account. So you have the joint account for mutual goals. We're saving for a down payment on a home. We're trying to get a car, whatever. But then you have your own account that you could spend money freely on smaller items. I think marriage in some ways, and this sounds very unromantic, is a catalyst for getting your personal finances together, looking over everything. You know, do I have too much credit card debt? How do I cut back? And this is the time to talk openly about it.
Just not the night before the wedding.
Probably not a good idea.
All right. Beth Kobliner's latest book is Make Your Kid a Money Genius. Beth, thank you so much.
It's great to be here.